Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Friday, so we're looking ahead to the weekend, John, and you've been spotlighting this Pistons-Thunder game the whole week.
It's a measuring stick.
I want to know priorities. You have Pistons OKC. You have college hoops really kicking up a notch. Conference tournaments. And then you have the Wings with their last stand, it feels like, here. Mm-hmm. Give me the priorities for you.
It's Pistons. And I say that somewhat reserved because if Michigan is eliminated by the Boilermakers tonight, which would be painful in many ways.
Probably going to happen.
Okay.
Don't be mad at me. Be mad at them.
Well, I'm going to be mad at you now. They haven't played the game.
Okay.
All right. And I understand going into the tournament, they're not playing well. They're not playing... winning basketball, but it's about the Pistons. I'm excited about watching this team. I'm excited about where they're going, and I know it's on the heels of them losing to a team that they should have rolled the balls out and won. They did on Tuesday. They didn't last night. Maybe it was one of those, you know, slap them in the face, wake up calls, because they know they're going to have to play their A game. And I don't think that going into a game against OKC, they needed any type of wake up call. They know what is coming to town. They know, and I bet you JB is probably having the same conversation, the same pep talk he had when they faced Boston. Hey, you want to make the rest of the NBA world, the NBA fans, basketball fans, take attention to what you're doing, what we got going on here in Detroit? You go out there and give them your A game on Saturday night. That's what I'm expecting. I wish I was able to go down there tomorrow night. I would love to be at the LCA when this game tips off. And I think it's going to be a great environment. It's a lot of fun. And if they lose, hey, you're supposed to lose. This is a no-lose situation for the Pistons. Well, go out there and play hard.
But is that why it should be the lowest priority? Like, it means the least, right? Like, in the case of our college teams are fighting for seeding and they're fighting...
Not mine.
In theory, Michigan can improve their situation.
Oh, now you're flipping things around.
I'm saying there's more at stake. Okay. And with the Wings, there's certainly more at stake, right? I mean... dead or on life support. I mean, this is their back against the wall. For the Pistons, it's a matter of seeding. And you could argue losing to Washington and sitting in that sixth seed is actually a good thing for their first round matchup with the Knicks. If they beat OKC, it would be a big time statement, right?
Right.
But if they lose, no one's going to get bent out of shape and go, damn, this team's not for real.
So the priority becomes, I want to make sure that I'm sitting in front of the TV at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have to pick.
Right.
Because I'm assuming Michigan State will win. Mm-hmm. They'll be playing at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
If Michigan wins, And I could have the total redemption this weekend because Michigan beating Purdue tonight, and I have bragging rights over Lucy. And then half hour after that Michigan State game ends, Michigan could play Illinois.
Yeah.
If Illinois beats Maryland. And then I could finally have redemption against my wife. And so it could be a very big weekend. And all of that would wrap up before the Pistons take the court at 7 o'clock to take on OKC.
So let us know. We got a bunch of options for this weekend. College hoops, mm-hmm. Pistons, Red Wings last stand. What's your priority?
Yeah, I know for you it's going to be the Wings, right?
Well, I have a financial investment in the Wings.
How much you put on the line?
No, this is not one of those large bets. This is
not a cost to lock?
No. I told you, I don't feel good about them making the playoffs.
It's the cost to curse. But is this the reverse jinx?
Oh.
You don't feel good about them making the playoffs.
If I bury them.
Yeah.
I like where this is going. Uh-huh. They're terrible. No chance the Red Wings make the playoffs.
Yeah, it can't be that obvious. It doesn't work that way.
Sorry. Worth pointing out, the investment is season tickets, but also the email went out yesterday. Do you want to lock in for the playoffs?
Oh.
There's only 2 points out.
Did the Costas lock in?
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to opt out? If they make it, you have to be.
Costa lock.
That's not the Costa lock. Don't do this. But yeah.
Are you going on Sunday? Is that one of your tickets?
We have a wedding Saturday night.
What?
Out of the area.
In a playoff race?
Stop it.
In a playoff race?
So we gave them to a friend. We still have tickets down the stretch here.
This is probably one of the better games in their package, too, with Vegas. Right?
We got 20 of them. I mean, good friend.
Good friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
They only come to Vegas. Only comes to town once.
Yeah,
a year,
this is the only time they're
what
in.
What time's
town.
The wedding?
Well, it's Saturday night out of the still in the state, but the other side of the state. So we're not going to rush back to get back for a 1 o'clock game on Sunday.
It's possible, though.
It would be possible, John. Yes.
So all the needling aside with the playoff ticket, you had to do it. You invested. It's like, it doesn't mean you think they're going to make
it. No, and you don't get charged unless they're there.
Right.
But they do tell you, you will be charged for every round they play, which, fine by me. Go all the way to the Stanley Cup. I want to be there. But you have to opt in. It would be silly not to opt in. If there's playoff hockey at Little Caesars Arena, I want to be there.
What I love the most is that you text us that yesterday was the day that you had to commit to playoff tickets. And obviously, you I'm sure you assumed that the response would be from us.
Yeah, I got the eye roll from Tom. Yeah I figured you guys would have some fun with that.
No, but you had to do it. But I actually think the thing I've got my eye on, because I think it's the most, I guess, the biggest priority right now or thing that's on the line is the Wings season is on the line this weekend. And it's going to continue to be. But if they get like 1 point or lose both outright, it's over. And that's why I think the last stand, they might string this out a little longer. I don't know if they're going to make a last stand, but they could. I could be wrong. So I'm compelled by that. The eye test on Saturday night with the Pistons will be entertaining, you know, to see how they match up with the Thunder, especially coming off a bad loss last night. And I do think Michigan State's compelling with potentially fighting for a one seed. It's going to be a long odds against that, but the opportunity is there potentially. But I'm not a State fan. I'm not trying to trash them at all by saying my personal investment's just not into them, but they're going to become the story next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
The right now for me is the Red Wings. At Carolina tonight and hosting Vegas Sunday afternoon.
This is the time where they're two back, and I think they get 3 points this weekend just to draw you in, to make you yet again believe. And then, I mean, when is the time that they rip your hearts out? Because if they lose this weekend, you're kind of assuming that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're 4 points back coming out of the weekend, maybe even 5 points back coming out of the weekend, you're kind of like, it's done, you know, and we've already kind of felt like they were done. But this is the time where they just say, you know what? No, we refuse to go. We're not going to make it, but we refuse to go away. We're going to string this out and rip your hearts out at a later date.
I mean, the fact is, you're just running out of games, and they're going to lose a tiebreaker at the Rangers because the Rangers are far ahead of them in regulation wins. So they're really 3 points back. So, you know, people, 2 points is so critical. You better get two this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get three, like John said.
Yeah.
You got to get two.
Yeah. Because, again, the Buffalo win stopped the bleeding. But it didn't mean anything unless you go on a run. I mean, right. We've seen them go on two different seven-game win streaks, but the competition's steeper. The stakes are higher. They didn't get it done last year in a similar spot. And yeah, it's now or never. It's do or die. So while the Pistons game is...
Can't get the two without one.
Two really good teams. Yeah.
They got their one.
I think I agree with Tom. You guys fill in the blank. 248-539-9797. Your weekend priority is? Is it Pistons? Is it Red Wings? Is it college hoops? John, you said it's the Pistons.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, it's the Pistons just because, kind of like TJ, I think there are a lot of Pistons fans. They know the season is coming to an end, and maybe now they're just looking at it going, oh, they're in the sixth spot. They're closer to 5-4 than they are to the play-in tournament. No, it's not. I'm not going to sit here and say they, you know, I think they remain at worst a sixth seed, but they could move up. But this is one where it's, if you're just simply waiting for a postseason opportunity and you're looking and you want to get familiarized with where the Pistons are, who they are, what they're doing, how they're winning, I think this is with, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks left in the regular season, people are going to start tuning in. And it's a Saturday game. It's a premium matchup.
Mm-hmm.
It's at an easy time to turn it on. The weather's not going to be great. It's going to be windy. It's going to be rainy. You know, this is the time to turn on the Detroit Pistons and see how they measure up against the best of the best in the NBA.
Texture agrees with you, says priority one is the Pistons. The Wings are dead and done. Nobody cares about college basketball until the main tournament next week.
Kind of feel that way, too.
Priorities the Pistons. Neither Michigan or Michigan State are in danger of missing the tournament, so no one really pays attention. Are conference tournaments just kind of background noise?
They're the appetizer, and it's trying to make sure you got everything ready for next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, opening weekend of March Madness. You turn on, you know, whether it's FS1, it's ESPN, any of the sports channels, right? And you get a chance to see basketball all day long.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the product isn't great. So you turn it on and you're watching it and you're going, even the Duke Georgia Tech game yesterday, it was a really bad game for the first half.
Well, because teams have different motivations, right? Like MSU historically has not gone pedal to the metal in the Big Ten tournament. And you've got teams that are fighting to get in if they're on the bubble. The conference tournaments are the best for the one bid leagues, right? Because everybody's fighting for one spot. Everybody's right. Motivation's the same. So, but the problem is, I don't think the average person cares about the Big Sky tournament or the Ivy League tournament or the MEAC. But those conference tournaments have the most on the line. The Big Ten tournament, I'll make the case for MSU. They should care about it for the one seed. But for the majority of these games, like Michigan's in, right? Like,
right.
You start looking around, like Maryland's in.
Yeah, Wisconsin's in.
In, yeah. So it takes some of the juice out of these games. All it is, I like your word, appetizer. It's just building up a little bit of,
it's right going on. Okay, yeah. It's the signifier that the real tournament starts next weekend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for Michigan, it's like, look, if you think there's something in play today, maybe if they don't win and things break a wrong way, they could fall to a 7 seed, which then becomes more dangerous for sure. Them, because then you're playing a 2, a harder draw. Like, if you're still holding out hope that this team can kind of just start making a run in the tournament because teams aren't familiar with their style and stuff, that's kind of the one argument you can make for them, that you would want a 6 seed because you're a little bit easier draw. Mm-hmm. I mean, but man, you know I'm splitting hairs when I'm making the case for this.
Well, so it's like, yeah. I mean, John put the Pistons as his number one priority for the weekend. I'd put him 3rd. Just because the urgency is there for the Red Wings, and the urgency maybe isn't there for college hoops, but we're so close to the postseason that it feels like you want to latch on a little bit right now. For the Pistons, like if they lose this game to OKC, no one's going to condemn them. No one's going to say it's some kind of referendum that they're not for real or anything like that.
You know, if you come out and win a game like you did against Boston, I think that's an eyebrow raiser. Maybe Shaq will notice.
What would it signify beyond Shaquille O'Neal paying attention? What would it signify?
I think some people might say that this team could be dangerous in the playoffs.
But we already say that. Like, I don't think it really changes all that much. We already think they can win a first-round playoff series. Maybe you feel slightly better about saying it. You'd say it with a little more oomph. But I don't think it really changes how we view the Pistons if they win that game. You'd rather win than lose. That's really the end of it for me. I mean, I don't... Beyond being excited to watch this Pistons basketball team, the meaning of this game is not the same meaning as teams on the edge of the postseason in the case of both college hoops and the hockey team.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just simply looking at a do-or-die moment, it's the Wings. But I don't necessarily know that everybody is compelled to buy into watching the Red Wings.
People think they're already dead, is the issue.
But it is a do-or-die moment, because if they don't come away with any points this weekend, we're not sitting here talking about a team that is only 2 back, and then we legitimately next week start playing the schedule game.
You know, but if they win tonight and get 2 points, even if it's in a shootout or something, okay, well, we've extended our time, and then you get Sunday afternoon. I think it's a 12:30 or 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock, yeah.
And it's before State potentially plays.
Yeah.
You know, the casual sports fan around here, oh, wow, now we got they beat Vegas or get a point. That's 3 out of 4. State alive. You know, creates hope. I think when we're all talking about this, we think they're half dead or more than half dead. Yeah. But the opportunity's still there for them.
That's why this weekend they reach out. They pull you back in only to crush your hopes and dreams of postseason play at a later date.
Sure feels like that's on the table. Joe in Sterling Heights, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. I agree with John. I feel like if I go all in on these Red Wings again for like the third time this season, they're going to break my heart again for like the third time this season. I got I anteed up and bought the $20 FanDuel app right after the Four Nation face-off, specifically because I was waiting for the Wings to get on a run. And while they've trickled off, it has been such a delight. I haven't watched the Pistons play like this on a regular basis myself since the 2004 season or 2005 season. So to turn it on late last night at the end of the third quarter and to see those boys just run up and down the court, it was very entertaining. So, you know, to answer your point, Pistons 1, Red Wings 2, I don't even have college basketball on my radar until March Madness starts.
I don't think you're alone with that last point. You know, I know the teams are better this year than last year, but it's kind of a wake me up when the bracket's out mentality.
There's not much to compel you to be interested unless you just simply want to watch your team.
Yeah, you're a Michigan hoops fan. You're going to find a spot on the couch tonight, 9 o'clock, and watch them. If you're a Spartan fan, you're going to keep an ear on what's going on, paying attention, streaming, whatever. You get your phone out, see how they do today against Oregon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.